your left is Nick Barada. In the middle, Chandler Burks. On the right, Xavier Harper. We'll open up for questions.
Three touchdowns, Chandler. How are you feeling about those bombs you were throwing today?
So, you know, it's always a positive to come in here and be able to say that. You know, being able to throw it up to these guys feels good. But, you know, I keep saying that we're not done, man. We got another one. We'll celebrate it today, and then we got another one. We're trying to make history here.
How important was that 45-second drive to end a half to really take control and effectively end the game going into the locker room at halftime?
You know, it's always positive, you know, be able to get a one-minute scenario going. And, you know, I was talking with someone earlier this week. You know, the defenses, they don't only have to prepare for the option. They got to prepare for the pass. We got guys like Xavier, Justin Sumter. You throw it up to these guys, they run a clean route now. I mean, if y'all go back and look at it, on that one that he was wide open, I mean, he broke the safety down, and he made a play, and, you know, I was fortunate enough to be able to get it to him. And, you know, it's a testament to, you know, our coaching staff and, you know, the scenarios they put us in, and, you know, guys just buying into the scheme and what we got going on. It's awesome to be a part of.
What did you guys talk about? Most of the time, the safeties are up, and so a lot of times the wide receivers have one-on-one coverage. Is that what you – did you ever go to the huddle and say, hey, he can't stay with me. I got one guy on me.
And be honest, we say that in cover four, cover three, no matter how they playing. We feel like we're open, but we communicate a lot as part of what we do here. You know, whenever we see something on the field, we'll go to Chandler, we'll go to Coach Daniels, we'll go to Coach Bohan. You know, they're pressing up, the safety's coming down, or the safety's going over with motion, and we got one-on-one matchups, and, you know, we try to communicate, take out their weaknesses, and, you know, just go make big plays off of it.
Baby, when you're there trying to catch one of those 63 yards that you did, what's going through your mind while the ball's in the air?
Don't drop it. No, just staying calm, just trying to, you know, just look the ball in. You know, that's something we practice every day. During our one-on-one periods, you know, we practice looking the ball in, make sure eye contact and everything that we're there. So, you know, it's just being comfortable, being calm and collected, and just looking the ball in.
Walk us through that play, because you were so open. It looked like no one was even within 10 yards of you.
Yeah, it's a play we ran a lot at practice. You know, we repped it a lot. Every time we ran it, it was just like that. Chandler could have punted it to me. So it was a schematic type of thing, too. We saw that the safeties were playing down one side, and, you know, we had an aggressive safety on my side. And whenever he jumped, you know, we just cut right back underneath him and, you know, just run for speed, run for space.
Can one of you sophomores talk about the senior class you have, senior sitting here on the end? What have they meant to the program?
Every senior that we've had, they made a huge impact in our day-to-day operations. You know, the way we prepare throughout the week. You know, they came in and they took a leap of faith. You know, some of the guys left scholarships. Some of the guys came in on walk-ons and just trying to say, you know what, I want to play ball. And, you know, that's a testament to who they are as individuals. And, you know, we're grateful to have these guys, every single one of them that is leaving. They played for us, they made plays for us, and they've made an impact on us. And the good thing is that, you know, we have one game left, and, you know, we want to continue, and we want to, you know, send them out on even a better note. You know, like Coach Bohan has said, we want to send these guys out when they're looking back 10 years from now saying, man, we did that. But look, where Kennesaw State football programs, you know, blossomed, I mean, we did that. We're part of some history. We left a legacy, and, you know, they're every single one of them. I love every single one of them. I'm glad I was able to play beside them.
Nick, I assume when you came to Kennesaw State, you didn't have any idea you'd be playing football. Is today being 8-2 kind of surreal for you?
Yeah, absolutely. When I first came here, it was just to try to make the team and to be, you know, still here and you know, do what we've done this year and last year is incredible. We played a great game today. I think the offense had one of their best days. I mean, aside from a couple fumbles, I mean, they were rolling. And it's definitely a surreal moment to play on a team like this. I think that our team has a bond that not many other teams, I mean, that I've been a part of have had. you know, we all love each other. We're a family, and you know, every day we almost break it down on family, and that we truly mean it. We do anything for each other, and I do anything for these two guys right here too.
What are some of the memories that you'll take away from this program?
Man, some of the memories. I mean, just being a part of the first of a lot of things. I mean, the first road game, the first home game, the first win, the first, you know, touchdown, all that cool stuff. But then there's the little things like, I mean, during camp, there's little moments like the freshman talent show. I'll never forget, you know, Bronson Recksteiner dressing up like, you know, WWE superstar and you know, Keegan Jordan passing out on the first team flight, which went ridiculously viral.
First pick six.
Yeah.
I'll never forget that. My only
Garden pick Webb pick. Sealed the game.
I had some good memories, and to be a part of it with these guys alongside has been awesome.
And following up on that, today the defense just, like, tells the coach, about play lights out. Interrupting just everything that they try to do. Penetration. Talk about the penetration for the front, guys. How much did that mean for what you wanted to do today?
Yeah, we're all about, you know, meeting and defeating blocks. That's one of our main goals as defensive linemen. And we got a lot of great looks this week in practice. Like I always say, the coaches do a great job of showing us the schemes that we're going to see throughout the week. And, I mean, there was a couple times where I could just be like, he's pulling, they're running power, and, you know, everyone's on the same page, and we just blow it up. So it was cool to see. It's cool to know that whatever you do in practice is going to translate on Saturdays. You know, the work you put in throughout the week is really what wins the game, and not executing on Saturday. Yeah, execution is a big part of it, but, you know, the Monday through Friday is really where the main part of it is put in. And Coach Newberry and his staff do a great job of giving us the looks that we need. And defense, we take our effort and our attitude and our toughness really seriously. I think we're playing at a really good level, and hopefully next week can pick it up even further.
Nick, what do you think people should expect from this program over the next several years?
Oh, man, it's only the beginning. I think that we've built a culture within this program that doesn't exist in other places. I think that everything that we do, whether it's you know, coaches' runs, meetings, film review, whatever it is, we take that effort, attitude, and toughness, which is literally on our helmets, and we put it towards everything. And I can't wait to come back and see what you know, the foundation that we've laid. I can't wait to see what that blossoms into, like Chandler said, and I'm really looking forward to what's down the road for Kennesaw State.
How bad did you guys want that goal line stand down there? Stop them on third down, get the personal foul. How bad? You can see it in you guys' eyes that, like, we're gonna turn over, we're gonna stuff this.
Yeah, so bad. We take it personal. If they think that they're gonna score from the 9 yard line, I think it's just a gimme. Yeah, we take that personal. We're not gonna let you in without, you know, a dogfight. And to stop them was cool. I mean, the personal foul hurt, and, you know, they got in the next play. But I got to credit our defense. My boy Big Z made a nice play there on second down, I think. And the D-line really held their own down there on the goal line. And, you know, we take that personally, especially in practice. We don't want to let anybody score. You know, 10 points was too much for us today. So got to improve next week.
What were you guys doing to them on the front line? It looked like they were a little confused in their blocking scheme. They were trying to get out a little early with their pull blocks. What was going on there?
We just changed up the front a good bit, showing, you know, different looks, whether the three technique was to the field or to the boundary or away from the tight end or to them. Just showing them a lot of different looks. We do a good job of going from our base personnel into dime into other sub packages. I think that really gave them fits, and we move a lot on the D-line, and I mean, that's no secret. You can see that on film. I think that it gives a lot of offensive lines trouble, because they don't know where we're going. You know, it's easy to block a D-line that's going to be playing, you know, A and C gap every play. But, you know, if we're constantly moving, I think it gives them a lot of trouble, and they try and pick it up in different ways that they're not used to doing it, and that's what caused the penetration that we got today, and we were able to, you know, hold our own against them.
All right, fellas, thank you.